Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! I'm sorry for the late start. Had a little trouble getting up on the internet. That's the joys of moving. Greeting, it's the professor of life. I got my PhD in life, my BS in marriage, because that's what it is. Jokers and Jesters tour is rolling on. I'm out here in Vancouver, Washington. Got a week off. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to relax. I'm going to get some me time, because Dan needs some me time. Especially since it looks like the world's about ready to burst into nuclear war. Man, oh, man, oh, man. There's so much to talk about today. I'm done with Drudge and all these other places, because when you run down the Drudge headlines, it is obvious how slanted this BS is. Let me see here. Oh, that's Conservative News Daily. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go back to Conservative News. But here's the headlines. And they're so one-sided. See, that's how you know. Look, like you go down here, Trump blames USA again. Where is it at? As Mar-a-Lago case advances, Trump's initial successes could fade. They have spent 4 years talking about his initial successes could fade. They have spent 4 years on a witch hunt, lie after lie after lie after lie. Oh, but this time they've got him. This time he's screwed up. I'm sick to death. Why don't you go get Biden and his son? Why don't you go get them? There's actual proof of corruption there. It's in writing. The big man gets his piece. You want to talk about quid pro quo? You want to talk about everything? The Democrats make the Republicans look like rank amateurs, yet they have the press in their side, and the press is out here spreading lie after lie. And you know how they're a lie? Because these people never get punished. How long are you going to listen to the lamestream media? That's a question. Because it's ridiculous, folks. They've been almost getting Trump now for 5 years. When are they going to get him? Or is it cause? It's just a witch hunt. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think it could be just a witch hunt? Did you ever think you were being lied to? Oh no, they're too true and real. But they've been going on now for what? 5 years. 5 years, 6 years they've been, oh, Trump's done. Oh, this is it. I'm tired of it. The Republicans and Democrats both do bad things, but if you listen to the press, it's only the Republicans, because they don't talk about a laptop that proves the president is entwined with Chinese energy companies, but you don't give two shits. It's irritating to have to listen to this garbage. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Thugs. I'm sick of it. What do you think about Biden's laptop? That one doesn't even have – hey, look, that doesn't even have to be ruled on by a judge. Right there, in plain daylight, the big guy gets his cut. But you don't care. You don't. you just hate Trump because he talks like a person. We're all supposed to be these little candy asses that can't say anything anymore. That's because you candy asses can't take anything anymore. So here we sit. Saudis cutting back on oil. China, Russia, all of them joining together against us because we got a weak dipshit for a president. And then these polls. Oh, the Democrats. If the Democrats keep a damn thing, it will show you this country deserves to be ruined. There's a bunch of you idiots out there still buying this crap. It is. This is ridiculous, folks. You're going to ruin this country because of your rabid, unreasoned hatred of one man that was, remember this, he used to be one of the most popular people in the country before he ran for an election as a Republican. The blacks used to give him awards. He went to all these shows. Everybody loved him. They all wanted to be like him. Now, the only thing that changed about him is he's Republican and he actually stands for America, which the Democrats hate. Are we going to stay with this? Are we going to keep going down this path? Look, if this was a person and they were talking poorly about themselves and downtrodden on themselves, you would be the first one, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You should be positive. But when it comes to this country, oh, we're evil. We're Christopher Columbus. We're all the terrible people. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sick of it, you losers. You lost. You had the whole country and you lost. The history is history. Where we are is where we'll give it back to the, well, who had it before the Indians? Should we go back to the cavemen and give it back to them? This is the world we live in. This is where we are. You keep living in the past, you're not going to be able to live your future. But here we are. Here we are, folks. Here we are in a country that is losing its freedom, and the press is on one side of the coin, and they want to, all these people, we need to bring back the fairness doctrine. Why? So you can have 100% of the news again? There needs to be two sides told, and CNN doesn't. That's why Don Lemon got his ass kicked off his low-rated show, because there's only 25 to 30% of America that's dumb enough to be a Democrat right now. And so they're going to latch on and hang on with every tooth and nail. But here we are. Here we are. The world, look, how much money have we given to Saudi Arabia and all those OPEC states where we've set over there and given to these weasels who have a bunch of money? And now they're going to turn the spigot off on us? Hey, they get something from us, and whatever they get from us, we should turn it off too. Let's do a quick search just out of curiosity to see what happens. Let's just do this. Let's try what U.S. aid does OPEC countries. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it comes up. I'm curious. Oh, God, I'm so sick of this Bing shit. Oh, man. Google, oh, God, this is irritating. Let me see if I can do it on my phone, because I'm going to have to change. I hate it when they update these things and change all your security settings. Man, technology some days. Let's just see if this will come up. This ought to tell you something about Google. It comes up with a bunch of pro-OPEC shit. Go Biden's unthinkable options for punishing OPEC. Pledging to work with Congress on a bill to allow to sue oil cartels for antitrust. Look at that. Look at that. Additional tools. Oh, man. See, this is what, I'm sorry I took so much silence there. I'm trying to read this real quick. Because this is the stupidity. The Energy Department argues that fuel could be better used to fill regional inventories inside the USS, which are below seasonal average. Why are we sending our oil overseas? To hell with them. To hell with them. We have enough oil to supply America and not be at these bastards' beck and call. We have an enormous reserve if Mr. Magoo would let us get to it. Don't give me this horse shit. Feelings up under Biden. No, it's not. This man has done everything to destroy American oil because he wants it green. He said so on the campaign trail. He said on the campaign trail, I'm going to destroy oil. And that's what he's doing. $7 a gallon, thanks to you idiots that voted for this moron. I'm sorry. I'm out here spending everything I'm making in a gas tank because you dipshits voted for this idiot. It was $2 a gallon under Trump. But here we are because you had a little hissy fit because Trump spoke the truth. But here we sit. Here we sit. $7 a gallon. I spent $140 for 4 bags of groceries yesterday. And then I put $100 in my gas tank. Oh, but no more mean tweets, you little... I'm going to lose my temper. I'm trying not to lose my temper. This is ridiculous, folks. And then also, 2 more people, perfectly healthy age, dropping dead. Oh, there's a whole bunch to cover today. Oh, man, I mean, I've been reading the news all morning. There's so much to cover that it's not even funny how much there is to cover. But listen to me. Listen to me and hear me good. This next election, if it goes the Democrats' way, we're done. Your freedom will be done. Joe Biden, like the good commie dictator he is, has signed a digital currency bill. Once they get control of your money, well, you can't go to the bank and pull it out and put it in your hands. You're done. Your freedom is finished. They want to, these are the same people who lost $7 trillion are now going to know every freaking penny you spend. And you're okay with that. You're good with that. Oh, yes. Please, please control me, master. Please be my mommy and daddy because I'm too stupid to live for myself. Folks,
You had better stand up. That's why I play that stand your ground one. You better stand your ground and say no more. You better stand your ground and say this is where it stops. Because this slope ain't a slope anymore. It's a mountainside, and we're rushing towards communism. And yes, that pun was intended. Because these young boobs and idiots don't understand what freedom is and how hard it was fought to be attained and how quickly they're giving it away for safety. Oh, I'm scared. Save me. Save me. Jesus. Wow, time's going by quick already. There's so much to cover today. There is so much to cover today. I just don't get it, folks. We used to teach everybody to be brave. We used to teach everybody to be individuals. And now we're teaching people to be scared little babies who are offended by words. And it really hit my feelings. And the words are just as terrible. Why don't you go? Yeah, I think I'm just going to take a break. Let's get this out of the way. We'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me. You will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation.
virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. This is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Well, we're back. Let's get back to this story here. This is what's funny. We are allowing ourselves to be ruled by other people when we, in fact, have the product we need, and we send it out into this market that we are saying is being fixed. You know how to fix the market really good? Take the U.S. out of it. Take us out of OPEC. Quit bringing oil. Don't send any oil out. We got enough to give ourselves what we need. And we should be sitting here having $2 a gallon gas again. But no, because you idiots have elected Mr. Magoo, who has no leadership capabilities whatsoever. We are now beholden all to the Middle East, and they are destroying our economy, and you're letting them do it because you back this idiot. But here we are. And if you go through this whole story, it's all, well, we could ask this person. We could drill our own. We don't have to ask anybody for squat. Get out there and drill your own. We got Alaska. We've got oil all over the place. And, folks, I'm going to say something here, too. And this doesn't – see, this shows you I'm balanced. It falls everywhere. Why do we have a 1,000-horsepower street car, but we don't have a vehicle that will do 100 miles per gallon? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. I'm an old motorhead. I love fast cars. But if we can make a car that will get 1,000 horsepower out of street gas and be drivable, then we can sure as hell make one that will get 100 miles per gallon. But you know why we don't? Because the oil controls the world, and we need to break them. And we need to get America to use some common sense. But they, see, they want this. They don't want cars to get good gas mileage because oil's evil. They want to make it so you can't afford to drive, and damn it if they ain't being successful. Because, see, if they limit your mobility, they limit your freedom. If they limit the what you can afford, then you have to come to mommy and daddy to get it. Our government doesn't represent us anymore. It represents all the people that line their pockets. If you don't believe that's true, then you explain to me how at $175,000 a year income in the most expensive city in the United States, you can become a millionaire, multi-millionaire, in 4 years. You explain that one to me. You know why you can't? Because you don't want to admit the truth. We have the best politicians bought and paid for by every rich company in the world, and the Americans are getting screwed. They no longer represent you. They quit representing you years ago. They do. But always notice that no solution, our energy crisis, includes us making more oil because Captain Dipshit has stopped us. Anyhow, we're going to go over here to Conservative News Daily because I am done sharing Drudge garbage. And Drudge has turned into garbage. Hold on a second. Oh, Lord. Ever have your ear itch right in the middle of something? Oh, wow, that was a good itch. So we're going to go over here to Conservative News Daily and start from there. And I'm going to start with something here. I'm trying to decide which order I want to do this. Let's start with Ukraine. Okay, let's start with Ukraine. Did you see Zelensky's speech the other day? Did you see it? Did you see the speech where he called for using nuclear weapons? Yeah, he did. So you're going to support that? Are you for that? How much do you really know about Ukraine? Anybody? Other than what you are being told by your honest, air quotes, media. They couldn't possibly be driving a narrative, could they? Could they? Question. I'm asking. Are you sure everything you're being told is true? Look, they lied to you about vaccines. They came out and said they lied to you about vaccines because you weren't smart enough that you might misinterpret their information. So how do we know that we're being told the truth about Zelensky and Ukraine? And all you people out there with your little flags on your account, support Ukraine, fight for their freedom. When do you want to fight for your own freedom? Oh, because it's so easy to put a little flag on your account and go, oh, I stand with Ukraine. You don't stand for shit because you won't even stand for your own rights. So spare me this. Spare me your bravery doesn't match your actions. You're so proud. Go fight in Ukraine if you're so damn behind them. Get on a plane. I'm sure they'll let you in. I'm sure they'll give you a gun. And I got to make sure they show all the terrible things because it's a war, kids. The whole fact that people actually believe a war can be fought without innocent victims shows you how stupid the world has become. It's been a long time since we had a world war, and everybody has forgotten how shitty it makes the planet. So they're going to do it again, but this time they're going to do it with nuclears. Really? Really? And you're going to let them. Because stand by Ukraine. Are you going to stand by Taiwan too? Are we still going, are we just going to be the world's police? Is that what we're going to be? Is that how it's going to be? We're just going to be the world's police. How has that been working for us? What have we got for the trillions of dollars we spent in Afghanistan? Squat. This whole, we have lost more from 9-1-1 in freedom than we lost at any point in the history of this country. And if you would really research 9-1-1, and not just take the dribble given to you to force the narrative, and you would actually look at facts, you would really be upset. But see, that's a conspiracy theory, Dan. The government loves us. No, they don't. The government despises us. They think of us as stupid, and you can tell that by the laws they pass. Oh, you're too dumb to understand that you need this shot. So we're going to force you. We're going to take your liberty. We're going to take your right to your body. And we're going to force you to take this vaccine that's so good. Let me ask you something. Are you willing to have a nuclear war over Ukraine? Does your little flag-posting ass be okay with somebody nuking somebody to stand with Ukraine? Would you? Are you for that? Are you good with it? Because That's where we're going. That's the road we're on right now. Nuclear war. Thanks to Mr. Magoo, president. He's definitely a post-turtle. Ain't no doubt about that. So let's go down here looking at the news. Oh, Nantucket police prepare for arrival of migrant flights. I'm glad to see these rich bastards finally facing what the people in Arizona and Texas have been living with for years. You ever been down there? I have. And I've said this to somebody before. If you came over to my house, and my house was a shithole, and I had destroyed everything and ruined everything, and even though I had many sources, I didn't have an income, and my room was in shambles. Would you invite me to live with you? Oh, boy. Sorry about that. My phone went dead. Right in the middle of a rant, my phone just said, "See ya." Oh, I'm sorry about that. The joy of live radio. Anyhow, I was going to. Sorry, I'm trying to take care of something that, man, it's crazy when you're trying to be on the air. I kind of understand why you need an office at times. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, back to where we were. I am sorry. I got so distracted instantly right in the middle of a show. Live radio. But anyhow, these people at the border have been living with this garbage for years. And they have got no help from the Biden administration. And everybody, oh, the walls don't work. And everybody who says that lives behind walls. So if walls don't work, why do you fence the Capitol? Why do you fence houses? Why do you fence anything? And if you're so for open borders, do you have locks on your doors? How many immigrants have you taken in? How many live at your house? Because these people down there are having shit ruined because of it. And then I love it when they start the argument, well, we need cheap labor. Okay, so you're okay with slave labor? Because, see, by allowing immigrants to come in illegally, you're allowing them to have themselves forced to accept a lower pay or be deported. So you're okay with that to keep things cheap, because I hear that from the Democrats all the time. We need these people to replace people in the U.S. If they don't have immigrants to drive down the cost of stuff, then what? Then what? Then what? See, this is the things nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to face the facts. You need borders. You need an immigration policy. You need an immigration path. And you need some kind of law and order on the border. But, boy, I'm going to tell you what. You fly them up to Martha's Vineyards, they bust their ass to get them out. Oh, it's okay. We need them across the border. But not here. No. That's for all you slubs out there who are multimillionaires who can afford a mansion. You know, like Obama and all them people up there can afford a mansion with more rooms than you could humanly use in your entire life. No, they don't have the capabilities to handle them. Why not? They got the money. Why don't they start a local tax? Build a shelter. Why don't they build housing? They're so concerned for these damn immigrants. Why don't they build them a house? Why don't they let them have one of their 50 rooms that they don't use? Because Now that is for you dirty people and not for the rich elite like Obama and Michael. And like I was saying earlier about, you know, all this Trump shit, what about Hunter Biden? What about Hunter Biden? Hunter who? Ex-Biden official Jim Psaki tries to downplay potential Hunter charges. This is what I'm talking about. They have been on a witch hunt for 6 years with no evidence but a bunch of hearsay, and here they have a laptop full of proven to be true evidence, and nobody will talk about it. Man, I wish I could just do whatever the hell I want. My daddy was president. As long as I made sure he got his cut, I could go out and do anything I want, include. Look, there's pictures of him. He's a pedophile. The big guy, get his cut. Why are we not investigating this is what I want to know. Why are we not investigating this? I don't get it. Oh, well. Well, we burned through a whole bunch of time with my little phone thing and all that. But I'm back, and we're going to go to a commercial and take it from there.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at CoachChristy.com. That's CoachChristie.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper.
Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
There we go. We're back. I'm trying to determine, figure out which one I want to do here, which order I want to do this. Because let's get down to health. Let's start talking health for a second here. Because there's something you guys never want to admit. And what we're going to do here, we're going to go in here and we're going to put medical malpractice, death ranking per year. So if you want to do this yourself, and this is on Google. This is on Google, okay? So this is as lib gets. This is the regime's sanitized news. This is what they believe in. This is their thing. A Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine study revealed that medical malpractice could be feasibly the third leading cause of death in the United States. Based on that study, at least 250,000, now wait a minute, 250,000 Americans die every year from medical malpractice. That is as much as the Rona, and nothing was shut down, nothing was changed, and you Charlie Browns keep standing in line because the doctor said so. I watched my parents eat handfuls of pills every day because the doctor said so. They had to take this pill because that pill caused this pill and that pill and that pill caused this pill and this was a... Medical malpractice based on a study. 250,000 people a year die, yet nothing is closed, nothing is changed, nothing is checked, and not a freak out one by the press. Now, on that vein, I don't know if you know this or not. Let's see if it's in the conservative. Okay, it's not. It's showing up everywhere except here. Let's see if it's on Drudge. I can't remember if it was on Drudge. Let me run down through here real quick and see if it's on Drudge. No, it doesn't look like it's on Drudge. Let me get down here. Nope. Okay, so it's not on Drudge. Okay, I know it was on, let's see if Facebook had it. I think that's where I found it. Let me see here. I don't need the story. You can find it. Go find it yourself. What they're doing is, there's a study now. A randomized study has come out. And you can find this. It's all over today. I just can't seem to put my hands on it right now, and I don't want to spend a lot of time doing this. Remember that, you know, the old get your rectum checked shit. You know how they, you're 50, you should drink a bottle of this crap and then get put under anesthesia so we can drive this truck up your ass. Have you gone through that? Because I ain't. I'm 60, and you'll never get me to do that garbage unless there is an actual reason other than preventative, air quote, medicine. My parents lived through that preventative stuff and took pills to prevent. Oh, your cholesterol's high. Take this pill. Oh, that made your blood pressure go up. Still, oh, that made it so you can't crap. Take this pill. Oh, that ruins your sugar. Take this pill. I take two pills daily, and both of them I cannot live without. I have Meniere's, which means I have no sense of balance, and I have to take a half a Dramamine a day to keep my head in control. And then I have to take a Zyrtec a day because I'm allergic to eggs and chicken. And everywhere you go, there's eggs and chicken, and everywhere you go, there's contamination. So that's it. That's what I take. Well, what's your cholesterol? I don't go to a doctor. I go to a doctor when I'm sick and I can't cure myself. That's it. Because they are practicing medicine. That's why they say that. They don't know. You go in, a guy makes his best guess, throws some pills at you, and sends you out the door. That's American medicine. That's medicine worldwide. Now, if I had cancer, I would go for medical marijuana and see if I could get somebody to cure, you know, like Tommy Chong, rather than go out there and poison myself half to death. That's the best we can do. Look, we came up with a cure for the coronavirus in 6 months, but after 40 years, ain't been shit done about cancer. I've lost more people to cancer than I have the Rona, but there's no damn emergency for cancer because too much money's being made. That's exactly why. Solution for the Rona. Oh, here's another story. Look at this right here. Conservative News Daily. I mean, where's, I got to find it because this has got me. And this is happening every day. 21-year-old York College soccer player found dead in his dorm room. Okay, number one, he's at a dorm room. Number two, they require you to accept Uncle Sam's little prick to attend that college. So we know that he was pricked. And he's dead at 21 years old. Well, at least he didn't get the Rona. At least he didn't get the Rona. The Rona didn't get him. Are you okay with that? If that was your kid and they died just out of nowhere, are you going to be okay with that? Because there's also an 18-year-old training military. He was in the military training, dropped dead. This is happening every day, folks. How long are you going to turn a blind eye? All these people are dropping dead, and we don't know why. What's changed over the past year? I don't understand. What's changed over the past year? Uncle Sam's little prick is what's changed, yet they see it. There's a mountain of evidence, but you're told not to worry about it. Go get your booster. Get your 16th booster. Maybe this time it will work, Charlie Brown. Maybe this time it will work. Maybe this time people won't die in their sleep. There's the gold standard of vaccine interaction for years before now shows over 1 million people damaged by this vaccine, and nobody's going to stop it. 35 deaths stopped the H1N1 vax. Now we have millions of people who have had serious, I thought we weren't wanting to overwhelm the hospital. I guess 1 million people having serious reactions to a vaccine, that certainly wouldn't overwhelm the hospitals. How long and how many stories of young people dropping dead is it going to take for you to you GMOs to realize? You've been ruined forever. This vaccine has ruined you forever. You are now a GMO. So the people who wouldn't eat GMOs because it's dangerous are now standing in line to become a GMO. You know, it's really funny, but everything that I have brought up and that they have said is just, you know, propaganda and fact-checked it and all that has come true. I knew when they said CRISPR how dangerous this was. You ever listen to Art Bell? Any of my old radio heads out there? You ever listen to Art Bell? You ever listen to him? For years. And it is a bad, bad thing. Are we supposed to ignore all of these morticians who are talking about these large stringy things in people's bloodstreams? Are we supposed to ignore all the Hollywood elite who accepted Uncle Sam's little prick that now have all kinds of health issues? Justin Bieber, he was healthy until his face wouldn't move. Bruce Willis was healthy until he couldn't recognize people. Why are all the Hollywood elites canceling music tours? Well, they jumped on the bandwagon. Everybody, oh, I'm going to take it. The government would never do anything bad to me. Project Greenwood. Well, tell that to the black people of Tuskegee, too, that the government's honest and would never do anything bad. Oh, tell that to the cities where they did radiation experiments. Your government is evil. All government is evil. That's why our founding fathers tried to limit our government, because they see the evil that every government becomes, every single government becomes. Ours is not excluded. We are not a special case. Everybody is one generation from having their freedom taken. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Oh, take this. It's been tested thoroughly in 6 months. They want you to believe their dribble, but they will not believe your facts. So how many more people got to drop dead before y'all get the word, huh? How many healthy young people have to drop dead before you go, hey, something's different here. There's a bunch of young people dying. They're all athletic. There's a bunch of people getting Bell's palsy and a bunch of people getting vaccine-induced AIDS. Oh, that's a real thing. They destroyed your immune system by forcing it to make a spike protein that's deadly to your body. And you bought it, hook, line, and sinker, because they're the intelligent people. My research couldn't possibly equal your medical credentials, even though your medical credentials and your medical learning is responsible usually in the top three of deaths in this country. But you're so intelligent, but you're practicing. You can follow them blindly. I don't follow anybody blindly. Get on that wagon, you idiots. Maybe one day you'll actually wake up and go, hey, I'm not as healthy as I used to be. I watch my friends. They sit around and take all this poison that's being shuffled about. Hey, look, don't forget, Pfizer and Moderna have made billions, with a B, billions of profits on this. Why isn't that suddenly a problem anymore? What, they can just make billions of profits and now you're good with it? Total insanity is what we're living right now. Total insanity is what we're living right now. You think because somebody has a piece of paper, they're smarter than you. That piece of paper means squat. Diddly squat. But the elites, see, that's what's funny. On one hand, you hate the rich elite. Oh, the rich elite suck. The 1% suck. And then you want to emulate them. Why are you trying to emulate people that suck? I've met more people without a college degree that are intelligent than I've met with one. You got what I'm saying? Just because you got a piece of paper don't mean shit. I can send a dummy to college and he will still be a dummy. He'll just think he's not a dummy. College is a place to learn. Don't get me wrong. But going to college to do gender studies is a waste of time. And I think you should pay your own damn loan, you idiot. You got in there. You're intelligent. You're smarter than me. Figure it out. I did, and I'm just a rube. Paid mine off. Yeah, but college is more expensive. Don't go. When people quit going, they'll lower their prices. But nobody does that because we're sold this bill of goods that somehow this piece of paper from these people saying stuff is good. I'm good. I'm gooder now. I'm gooder. I got a piece of paper with a stamp that says I'm intelligent on the wall. I've met a bunch of dumb college graduates. But they all believe that there's something because I've got a piece of paper that says I'm something. 21 years old, dead. I'm sure his parents are happy. I'm sure his parents are happy. And this is what I'm talking about, too. We have let our health go in America. And now they're, oh, you're fat shaming. I am not fat shaming. If you want to be fat, be fat. But don't expect me to change my life because your fat ass is sick. Don't expect me to change my life because your fat ass is out there living in it. If you want to be fat, go at it. Just like I said, I don't have to agree with your lifestyles. But don't force me to agree with yours. Don't try to tell me I can't say that being fat is unhealthy because being fat is unhealthy. Now, if you want to be fat, be the biggest fat ass you can be. Help yourself. Have at it. Belly up to that all-you-can-eat bar and eat as much of that GMO garbage as you can eat and then sit around and go, why is my health suffering? Why are my knees failing? Why do I need a hip replacement? Oh, shit, I got diabetes. Folks, take responsibility for yourself. Look at what you eat. If you're eating fast food every day, you're ruining your life. If you're eating the garbage that's being served by most places, look, I quit eating out because of the eggs and chicken. I have lost almost 100 pounds in a little over a year. My blood pressure as a 60-year-old man is 118 over 70. My heart rate is 62. I have got incredibly healthy to the point where people are going, man, he looks younger. That's right. Because I quit eating the shit they're shoveling across the counter at these fast food joints. Folks, it's up to you to take care of your health. Don't trust it to a doctor who's the third leading cause of death. Trust your mind. Eat fresh fruits and vegetables. Oh, it's expensive. You want to know what's expensive? taking all them damn pills is expensive. Hundreds of dollars spent on this garbage so that one pill can cause you to take another pill can cause you to take another pill. Tell you, man. I am telling you. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You will ignore every fact. You will freak out over a couple hundred thousand deaths from a virus. But the fact that the medical profession kills that same amount every single year, you will not accept. Oh, they're smart. They're intelligent. They know what they're doing. Yep, third leading cause of death in the United States. Medical malpractice. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Bet you didn't know that. Bet you didn't know that. Well, I got to get some breaks in here. I think I'm going to take this last break so we can make the run for the border here and be done. Let me see here. Where are we going to go? Let's go right here. Last break, and then we'll be here for the finish of the show. Be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what you... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc., about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. barefootislegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My favorite commercial. Quit living your life in fear, folks. Living in fear. Quit being driven by fear. Quit giving up your rights in the name of fear. Stand your ground, kids. Stand your grounds. Be steady. What's the worst that could happen? If you believe death is the end, I understand why you fear it, but I don't. Life ending is just the beginning of the next adventure. It's where you get to find out what this was all about. But quit fearing. Quit being scared. Live. You have only so many days to live. Quit listening to the constant drone of fear. You've made it this far. You've been swimming in a world of germs and diseases every single day, and you've made it this far. Oh, well. Because let me ask you something. Have you looked at all the dumb things that the government has convinced idiot Americans to do? I'm old enough to remember duck and cover. Anybody remember duck and cover besides me? The government convinced people and had drills to protect yourself from a nuclear disaster to hide under a desk made of flimsy wood. Duck and cover. And people bought it, and people did it, and people told their kids to do it. And they, seriously, you really believe that a classroom desk is going to protect you from a nuclear blast? If you believe that, I got a Democrat candidate you can vote for. Joseph Biden. Says now a majority of Democrats say Biden's mental health is in doubt. You think? He shakes the hand with the air. He turns around, oh, where's your brother? He has to be led, pointed to a spot on the ground, And then whenever he speaks off script, he babbles, and nobody can understand a damn word he says. You think he's got a mental problem? If this had been a Republican, this drumbeat would have already run him out of office. But again, the press is Democrat. And the same ones that have been carrying the Trump bullshit for 6 years will not call this man on a laptop or the fact this boob can't two sentences together without going, da 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 da. But Trump's the problem. Trump's the problem, not this mental midget. Oh, now look at this. And on top of that, Nancy, look, try keeping your job at 80 and see what happens. Seriously, try it. You know why you can't? Because the people who are 80 and still have their jobs say you can't. I'm telling you. Oh, and I forgot this one. I'm getting rid of my PayPal account. Screw PayPal. I am done. The mere fact that you thought floating the idea of fining people for their damn opinions was a good one, I'm done with PayPal. PayPal can kiss my ass. I'm done with them. You floated the idea, which means you were dumb enough to think that it was good to limit somebody's speech by taking their money without representation, without a court, without being a government. PayPal should cease to exist. Because I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to get rid of my PayPal account. That's going to happen. Because I don't want these jackbooted assholes to have access to my money if they feel it's okay to fine me for my speech. To hell with you, PayPal. To hell with you. Everybody should make every effort possible to make sure that PayPal is done. PayPal should be finished as an American corporation forever. Little commie bastards with that. Oh, we're going to fine you for your speech. It's called free speech, kids. And the mere fact that we even contemplate doing that means you should not be a business in the United States. Maybe you could go to Russia. I'm sure they need PayPal. It's getting so that they really are trying to control every thought you have. You're not allowed to be an individual. You got to be part of the group think. You got to be part of the group mob. You got to be part of, you got to go along with what's trendy. Being an individual is so overrated. It's sad. It's sad. And here's the other one. Look at the chaos. I'm out here in the Pacific Northwest. I've been traveling the Pacific Northwest since 1996. Every year, sometimes twice a year. It's going to hell out here. The number one joke I'm doing on stage right now, I sit there and I go, it's beautiful country out here, because it is. I said, it's obvious you enjoy hiking because there's trailheads everywhere, and there are. And then I say, but I had no idea until I drove through Portland how much you were into camping. And the crowd erupts. You'll camp on the interstate. You'll camp in a city. Hell, you'll camp right outside a grocery store. That is the number one joke I'm doing, and everybody loves it because they all understand. I can't figure out why they keep voting lib when they've got $7 a gallon gas. They got people living on the streets, shitting on the streets, shooting up on the streets. yet they keep voting for these Democrat idiots who are enabling this horrible and destructive lifestyle. There needs to be some big changes in this country. There needs to be big changes brought on through elections, but I fear that that's not going to happen because elections are so rigged right now. Oh, I know, if you say that, there's something wrong with you. No, you explain to me how Trump was leading when I went to bed and Biden won, because he sure as hell didn't get the votes. And if you watch 2,000 Mules, they have the evidence, but just like Hunter Biden's laptop, they're going to ignore it because it's a Democrat. Democrats can do no wrong. Republicans can do no right. Every news story is so slanted as to be disgusting. Trump had some documents in his basement. Hillary had a server in her closet and destroyed it and destroyed drives and bleached them. But no, it's all Trump. Biden has a laptop that points out how Joe Biden's corrupt, has pictures of young Biden with underage kids, not a word. Oh, Trump had a few documents. You're so biased, you're stupid. You're so biased, you're stupid. And now they've destroyed these cities. Oh, they're all set. The front yard of Republican Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor of New York, became a crime scene. Well, if that's what it took to wake you up, for it to come to your damn doorstep, welcome to Martha's Vineyard, folks. The rich elite never face the shit they put on you. They don't face the crime. They don't face the immigration. They don't face the $7 a gallon gas, because $7 a gallon ain't shit to them. It is to you. But now, oh, we're all concerned because there was a shooting in front of a rich elite's house. Well, welcome to the neighborhood, kids. This is what your stupid policies have done. You have degraded America into a third world country. Travel in the Pacific Northwest. I used to be able to come out here. It was pristine. Pristine. Now there's shit everywhere. The locust Democrats have descended upon the beautiful place, just like they descended on Detroit when Detroit was a beautiful place and now abandoned dump because of the Democrats. Look at St. Louis because of the Democrats. Look at New York because of the Democrats. Look at California because of the Democrats. And I can say it's because of the Democrats, because they ain't voted for a Republican in 40 years. And now you're seeing exactly what the Democrat policies will bring. Destruction. Destruction of the family. Destruction of the neighborhood. Destruction of individual rights. Democrats are locusts. They descend upon the rich neighborhoods created by Republican policies, milk them dry, destroy them, and then flutter off to the next city. Austin will be destroyed by the Democrats. Colorado, I don't even want to go back to Denver because it's being destroyed by Democrats, and there's people doing the camping in the streets there too. Everywhere you can follow the trail of destruction by following the movement of Democrats. A lot of Democrats left Los Angeles because it was a shithole to move to Colorado, and now they've turned Denver into a shithole. But you don't care because it's your team, right? You'll milk the next place dry, hand out everything that's there, ruin it till they can't even survive, and then you'll flutter off and leave Flint drinking garbage. Flint, Michigan, that is. But we can send billions to fight a war that we shouldn't even be involved in, but we can't fix our own water crisis. We can't fix our own bridges. We can't fix our own crime problems, but we sure as hell can send billions over to another country that don't give a shit about us. Oh, that's xenophobic. Don't be it xenophobic. Be it whatever the hell you want it to be. America first, bitches. I live here. I know. I'm too honest. I hear that all the time. Are you too angry? Oh, yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry because you're ruining the country I love. You love your country. You're a dump. No, I love my country because it's where I live, you idiots, you stupid jackasses, just like I love my family. But you don't want to hear it. You don't care. You absolutely do not care. You don't. You want to get on this utopia where nobody has to work and everybody gets free shit. What does Ukraine really mean to you? Because if you listen to Hunter Biden's laptop, there's a lot of bioweapons labs in Ukraine. You know, Fauci's reach is large, folks. Why do you think he's so safe? Why do you think a man that forced a poison on you still has his job? You wait. The real truth about this vaccine is going to bubble completely to the surface. One by one, people are waking up. One by one, as somebody who's taken the jab and is perfectly healthy dies, those families wake up to the dangers of Uncle Sam's little prick. So you're going to let them kill you? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to let them poison you? I will never take this jab. I have never even considered taking this jab. It is a 99% survivable virus. Quit being chicken shits. Stand up and grow a set. It's funny you fear a 99% survivable virus, but you don't feel doctors who are the number three cause of death in the United States every year. Number three, number two, 250,000 people a year die because of doctors that you believe in, but you are afraid of a 99% survivable virus, but you'll go to the butchers that will kill you, and whatever they say to do, if they say to drug yourself and let us drive a truck up your ass, they'll do it, and you'll be like, oh, thank you for saving me. I feel terrible, but it was for my health. How did we get this stupid? You want to know how we got this stupid? Government indoctrination camps called schools. You want to figure out what to do in life? Whatever the government says to do, do the opposite. Just do the opposite. Folks, you've got to start thinking for yourselves. I know that's not popular amongst the hip and trendy. I bet you do your own research. Education doesn't stop at college or high school. You have education at your fingers. You have a library in your phone. Don't let these mental midgets who can't do their own research shame you for doing yours. Shame you for having intelligence they don't. Because they believe the only time you need to research something is when a professor or a teacher says so. That's how stupid they are. They can't go out and research on their own, make their own mind up where they want to learn, and then learn. Folks, we used to have to drive to the auto parts store to get answers on automotive issues. It's at my fingertips. There is knowledge at your fingertips if you'll take the time to use it. Quit assuming that somebody knows more than you. Go research it. If you start, do me a favor, start researching COVID vaccine deaths. Just start researching it. So there'll be thousands of stories that pop up. So all of those are fake? The military has quit counting sudden deaths because it points back to one thing, the vaccine. We have a shortage of pilots because the ones who wouldn't bow down and lend their body to become a GMO have been fired, and the remaining ones are too sick to fly. But you want to shame somebody because they don't follow your religion, and your religion is climate change and Rona. We are destroying the planet over made-up bullshit, and it's going to – folks – you cannot destroy as much crops as they have. You cannot destroy as much animals as they have. You cannot – there is going to be gigantic, gigantic earth-shattering stuff happening over the next 4 years because you don't have the balls to stand up and stop it. And that's a fact. That's something you don't want to face, but that's a fact. Folks, an hour and a half has flown by. I'm out here in the Pacific Northwest on the Jokers and Jesters Tour. You can go by educatedredneck.com, catch my schedule there. It's updated. Hopefully bands in town will have their app fixed, all kinds of app problems and things like that. And each week I've always just signed off by saying I'm done and closing it down. But I like this ad so much it's going to become my new closeout. And if you're the guy who made this or this is your show, I'm not sure which one it is, reach out to me at educatedredneck@gmail.com. Because I love this commercial. Because it says so much. It says so much. We used to teach our kids to be brave. We used to teach our kids to be strong. Now we are growing a crop of spineless weasels. Stand up for what you believe of. Stand up for your rights, even if it means being unsafe. Because there is no such thing as safety, because everybody dies. I don't care who you are. We all die. So quit living in fear. Quit living in fear of dying. Quit living in fear of things going wrong. And get out there and be brave. Be steadfast. Be strong. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.